Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa.
Yeah, yes, we head into the final part of the show as we build it up, and I had to have the ladies first because, you know, sometimes they say save the best for last, but I don't know if I can say that now because the KwaZulu Marlins, Bandile Ntsele, former BNL MVP, he's played with the Goli Magic, and now with his hometown KwaZulu Marlins, and he has the unenviable task of playing against his former team in the semifinals. But to help me chat about it, thank you for being on the show. And you're already part of the Fulco Press family because you've been on the show multiple times. So thank you for coming on and chatting to me.
Thank you for giving me the platform, bro.
So let's chat a little bit. You know, you guys have, some would say that the KwaZulu Marlins have actually progressed as a team this year. You're young. You have some seniors who are some nice pieces, but let's just talk a little bit about the rationale for you playing or going back to KwaZulu and applying your trade with them this year.
Yeah. Like, the reason I went back home is try to win something, championship, right? Like, since the BNL started, he's never been to the finals. So coming back home with the experience I gained in Joburg, playing for the Goli Magic, and that's not taught me a lot of stuff. So I came back to Marlins to try to install the winning mentality that I learned in Joburg.
Would you say that the KwaZulu Marlins are probably the underdogs heading into this weekend, given the traditional makeup of what we've seen with the three Gauteng teams back in the semifinals?
Yeah, definitely. We're playing against our four defending champions, so we gotta give respect. And yeah, we are underdogs, but between the four lines, anything can happen. It's basketball, so anyone can win the game.
You've had somewhat of a really decent season because, you know, they've relied on you quite a bit in terms of your scoring. You're playing the most minutes in the team. You've played 119 minutes in the four games. And do you feel that there's a lot more pressure on you, and especially your leader as well, your floor leader, my man Sibusiso Cele, to carry the youngsters on your team? Let's talk a little bit about some of your key youngsters that are going to matter in tomorrow's game.
We have a lot of key players, and our young players. But I wouldn't mention, say there's a specific player, but, all of them have that winning mentality as well, that have their game to win the game. But to say more about me coming back at Mabulala, I don't feel have pressure. I don't have pressure, not at all, because I play the game that I love, and I work hard for it, and I work hard to get into this opportunity. So basically, I strive under pressure.
You do know that with so you and Mabulala lead the team in scoring. You're averaging about 14.8. He's averaging about 13 a game. The Magic are going to plan around that and are probably going to try and limit touches between you and him. Without going too much into your game plan, is there a counter for that, or are you guys just going to stick to your team offense and see how that works within the flow of the game?
I think we're going to stick to our how we play, our formation. We're not going to change it because we're playing a goalie, defending champs. We go to where we are right now because we're playing as a unit, we're playing as a team. There's no individual brilliance here. We're just playing as a team. So with that, I think we're going to put a lot of pressure to Goli Magic tomorrow because they are the defending champs. They are under pressure right now. So we're not under pressure, so you're going to play our game of basketball.
What would it mean to the KwaZulu Marlins to get a win over the Magic and then progress to the final?
Yeah, they'll mean a lot to us, especially KZN basketball. We've been playing a game of basketball, but then there's no championship on our side besides our youth level, our high school level, but our senior level haven't got anything. So winning a championship or going to the final would mean a lot to us, to ourselves, and our spectators and our fans.
Do you feel like there is a resurgence in KwaZulu-Natal basketball? Do you feel like there's reason to be optimistic, especially now that there's more activity in general, even though there's COVID?
With that, it's a problem. I wouldn't say, but the thing is, with basketball here, basketball is in high school and primary, but after that, our varsity, they don't really, really believe in basketball game. So most of our players move to other provinces to pursue the basketball career and get scholarship that side. So if like our varsity, that's our higher education could offer more scholarship in basketball, I think we can compete with other provinces.
And what do you think needs to be done to entice and build a case for these institutions to increase their spend on the game?
Right now, that basketball is going in the right direction right now because there's Varsity Cup, there's USAS, there's BAL. So now there's like macroscopic thing in basketball. People are watching basketball right now. And basketball is a growing sport around the world, even in South Africa. Like, you find a lot of kids in high school dropping rugby to go play basketball. So I'm just hoping the varsity higher education can do more from that, can learn from the high school basketball.
Well, I think a significant step would be you guys picking up a win this weekend and trying to advance to the final. We know that's going to be easier said than done. So I'm going to wish you the best of luck, you and the KwaZulu Marlins, because arguably you are underdogs heading into this, but there is also a chance that you can pull a surprise. So a good luck this weekend. Former MVP Bandile Ntsele, you and Mabulala have a lot of responsibility on your shoulders. Not putting too much pressure on you, just saying the responsibility is there. But good luck to you and the team, especially in that semifinal tomorrow.
Thank you.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.